And here's another New York scene for you. I love these. Collected from this week's homework assignment. Listener Sefka Villavasis phoned in her New York story. The time, the 1980s. The heroine, the proud owner of a pair of black and white leather cowboy boots with red inlaid snakes slithering up the sides. She works at a bar, and late one night she closes up, restocks the shelves, stuffs her boots with $200 in tips, then descends into the subway at 4 in the morning.
And when I got on the subway, you can imagine people that ride the subway at 4 in the morning. You have to really kind of watch yourself. And I sat on the train, and across from me were these two huge guys that looked like they had been out for a night of partying. And I had only been sitting down for about a minute when the guy across from me said out loud, he was really loud, boisterous, "What you got there on your boots?" And I thought, oh, I know he's talking about me. I'm just going to ignore him, ignore him. And he's like, "Hey there, little mama, I'm talking to you. What you got there on your boot? Is that a rat?" And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to look straight into these guys' eyes. I looked straight at them, and I said, "That's not a rat. That's a snake. It's a snake." And I thought, what are they on, you know? And he said, "Well, maybe that snake is going to eat that rat." And I went just to kind of tuck my money to make sure it was safe and secure inside my boot. And as I got ready to do that, he kind of lunged at me and grabbed me and said, "That rat's going to bite your finger off." And as soon as he said it, I looked down at my boot. And when I had been in the basement restocking this bar, I had inadvertently run into a sticky glue trap with a rat still stuck to it. And it was a live rat, a New York City style rat with a 12-inch long tail. It was the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life. And I remember throwing myself down on the train and in the floor and just screaming, you know, "Help me, help me." And the guys were laughing hysterically. And he went and he's like, "Relax, little mama, we're going to help you, but we're not going to be able to save your boots."
A nightmare or a fable of judgment and redemption? You decide. For this week's homework assignment, we want you to send us stories of your recurring dreams. Which images come to you in your slumber over and over again? And what do you think they're trying to tell you? Email us at homework@npr.org or call our homework hotline. That number is 202-408-5183, and that's 202-408-5183. And be sure to tell us your name and how to reach you.